I here at home to help them in some things that they couldn't do individually, but they might be able to do with some help from at home. And so these men started. And one of the things that's been on the CMML voucher that goes out to the missionary every month with the gifts that are sent to them, a little word across the top, ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. And that's what the missionary service organizations are, their servants. They're not a group of men that seek to control what goes on or tell the missionaries what to do or how to do it or tell them how long to stay or where to go. We're really there to help the missionaries do what they can. And it's not only the men on the committee, and none of these men, as directors of salary, there are some of us that do a little work in the office to get a little help along with that, but the directors basically are serving without any compensation at all, doing it for the love of the Lord. We can't forget those that work in the office too. The James and the Muriels and the Mays and the Cindy's and the others that give hands and keep this work going. Giving of their time. Many of them could be out earning far better salaries. Some of them could be home playing with their grandchildren, but they give their time to help the missionaries and help them in so many ways. And the missionaries can testify to this. But basically, that's what we seek to do. And we fully believe in the New Testament principles that we've heard expounded here today about the call of the Lord. A few things I want to get to you so you can help us. We need some help and some things that are going on that we'd like to get a little help from you on. You know that basically we're known for the transmittal of gifts. One of the fundamental things we want to remind you of is that when you send a gift to CMML for a missionary, it is a gift to CMML. It is not a gift to the missionary. It's a gift to CMML. That's why you get a tax receipt, because you're giving it to a tax-exempt organization. The fact that we as an organization give it to the people you suggest is something else. We always do that. If we can't, we'll write back and tell you about it. But you must remember that it is a gift to CMML, Christian Missions in Many Lands. We're getting so involved in tax problems, and churches get involved in taxes and hear all kinds of stories about 1099s and this and that, that we even got a 1099 from some independent church in Nebraska for a gift they sent to a missionary. And they'd even taken Colorado State Income Tax Office, but they had sent the check to us. Now, we're not subject to Colorado State Income Tax or anything like that, but it's a misconception that the service organization is a forwarding agent. We're not. If we're a forwarding agent, we'd be something else in the eyes of the government. So we try to avoid any conception like that so that we maintain our position with the Internal Revenue Service and also in keeping with our own bylaws. It's our intention to help the missionaries as much as we can. Now, we're delighted to get the suggestions that come. We like it when we see there is a bond between the missionary and the people that are sending in the funds. It shows us some concern about individual missionaries. We also like it, of course, when we get a little bit of unallocated funds, plus to the discretion of the director, so that we can pass it on to those that may be in particular need at the time. But nevertheless, it is a gift to Christian Missions in Many Lands. Now, another thing we want to ask is that when you send a gift, please tell us who it's from. You'd be surprised the problems we have and the extra letter writing we get into because of that. We have checks these days that have husband and wife, and one or the other is with the Lord. We have mother and son. We have daughter and father, sister and brother, every combination you can think of. And they send the check in with two names on it, and down the bottom they'll sign Joe or Mary. And then you don't know who to issue the receipt to. If we issue it to Mr. and Mrs. up top, we'll get a letter back. We're not married. That's my daughter, or that's my father, or something like that. So he asks that you please specifically say who the gift is from. That's no problem when it comes from an assembly, but from an individual, it's a big help if you do that. A lot of elderly folks whose spouse has gone home to be with the Lord, particularly a lady, she doesn't like people to know that she's alone, so she keeps the two names on the check long after her husband's gone to be with the Lord. Well, somebody writing that gift up in the office and say, well, that's Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Well, then we get letters, I thought Mr. So-and-so went to be with the Lord some years ago. And then, well, he did, but we didn't know that, but we did what we can. So we just appreciate any help that you can give us along that line. And when you send us a gift, don't tell us that this is to buy Mary a pair of shoes or this is to pay for something for so-and-so. Tell that to the missionary when you write to them. Just send us the gift and suggest that we use it for the missionary work under the direction of Rex Providence, since he's here today. Somebody like that. any details, write to the missionary. They love to get your correspondence. If you've got some special burden laid in your heart, write and tell them about it. We can't give you a tax receipt if you say this is for a birthday gift or this is a Christmas gift, but that's part of your problem. You send it to us, we'll give you a receipt, and then you write and tell the missionary how you want them to use it. And each gift stands on its own. We don't keep track of how much any one person gives to the Lord or how much they give to the missionary. We don't keep track of names and addresses so that you can say, always give my money to Rex and Nancy. Tell us every time. We don't look them up. We can't. And then when you send a check, send a letter with it, a little piece of paper, not too little, not a post-it note. That looks terrible in the file. A piece of paper that we can put away. If you just send us the check, we have to turn around and take a picture of it, because once it's gone to the bank, there's nothing in our files to show what happened. And you write in and say you didn't get your receipt, well, we have to go looking for it. So we'd save some time if you did that for us. And if you send us a gift for somebody that's not in the handbook, well, please tell us something about them. Perhaps we know them. Perhaps they're in the ECHO's handbook, or they're in the Australian handbook, New Zealand handbook. We're happy. We know those. We know those that are in the home workers book in this country. But if there's somebody out, we know anything about them, tell us about them so we can see if it's all right for us to forward funds and also give us an address. So many times we have to stop and write back again. We even have a form letter. We have no record of this person. Who is he? Who is she? Where are they serving? Are they serving on faith? And what's an address and things like that? All of these could help us. So that's just some of the things. We have about 800 statements that go out every month. There's not that many names in the handbook, but about 800 statements go out every month to those commended from England and Ireland, Scotland, parts of the UK, you know, and New Zealand and Australia. And we get deeply involved with these people for another reason. If you're in the Philippines or you're in South America, you can't do much with Australian dollars or U.S. dollars, and it's gotten to the point they can't do much with English pounds either. So that we have had to be the go-between and do the banking relations in the United States for these British workers, the Australian workers, and New Zealand workers. And let me tell you, we're having our share of the problems because of slow mails and lack of mail. And you know, you've heard a lot about the House of Representatives this week and kiting checks. Well, let me tell you, we got some pretty good missionaries at it. They get a letter from Scotland says we've just sent 5,000 pounds to New Jersey for you. They spend it. We haven't got it yet. Well, thankfully, we have a good relationship with the bank, and they have agreed not to bounce any missionaries' checks as long as the computers tell them about it soon enough. They call us, and we'll cover it for them, and then we'll get in touch with the missionary. But we do help out in a lot of ways that way, and we're very happy to be doing that. And we don't believe in fundraising. If you see letters come to you and they got a lot of fundraising in our name on, please be assured we didn't see it, because we would never approve it. We do not believe in fund solicitation. The Lord wants you on the mission field. The Lord's going to keep you there. The Lord will be no man's debtor. You don't have to advertise your needs. And in that connection, I would point out two things that have been going on lately. One, a lady showed me one today. There's been a lot of letters coming to this country from Nigeria looking for money for somebody that's going to school. And we kind of felt this wasn't right. Before we had a chance to write to Spencer Dibble in Nigeria, he came back and he wrote, "We are wondering how to best contact you about a very serious matter that has arisen here in Nigeria. We have had letters from California, West Virginia, Missouri, and Quebec inquiring about girls who need money to pay their debts at a certain secondary school here in Abak, Nigeria. We would ask that you make it known that this seems like a hoax to us and suggest that no attention be paid to these letters. We note that the report card sent with the letters have the girls all obtaining the same marks in their exams. Only the names and amounts have changed. I have several in the office, and I can vouch for that fact that the grade sheet that's attached to the back, they're all identical. The only thing different is the name of the school at the top and the name of the girl that's writing asking for the money. And they're all not asking for small sums. I need $750 or $350 to finish my education. Please send it to so-and-so." Somebody left a homeworker's handbook directory laying around over there, because the people that have gotten it have been in touch with us. John Reed said, "How did they know it was John and Eunice Reed? Nobody hardly knows my wife's name." So I said, "Well, apparently somebody has a homework is directory. And he said, that must be it. Larry Batt said the same thing. Nobody knows my wife's name, but nevertheless, it came addressed to her personally, even her personally. So that's going on. And then another one has come to us from Australia about begging letters. AMT offices received several requests for information about begging letters from unknown persons. This time it's India. Well, that's been going on in this country for a while. But this, we urge our assembly to support only those institutions where known, accredited assembly missionary workers continue an effective ministry in India, Nigeria, or anywhere. Be sure you know who you're sending your money to. We find, too, that there's a growing interest in living trusts and people wanting CMML to get involved in that. We have kind of avoided it because of regulations, and we don't have enough money to fund any annuities or anything like that. But the laws on some of the living trusts are becoming a bit easy to deal with. And because we find so many people being enticed into leaving their funds to other charitable groups and other projects, well, we're looking into that, and as time permits, we're going to get involved with that. And we are working very closely with David Allison of Emmaus, who's become quite a specialist in this. Now, my time is just about gone. I'll tell you, we do have a few special funds. We have a disaster fund where you send money, and we use that to help out in disasters. We've been greatly involved, even recently, in the rehabilitation of the work in the Philippines. There was a church over there, a chapel that was completely buried in the ash, and a full-time worker there had lost his home. Well, we sent funds to help them get started rebuilding that assembly and also to rebuild that worker's home. And then we used to have a widow's fund and a retired missionary aid fund. Well, we've joined the Canadians and combined them, but we call ours the WARM Fund, Widows and Retired Missionaries. So we have a fund to help them out, and we have a missionary education fund, which helps the missionaries with the cost of educating their children on overseas. That's quite an expensive thing, and this fund has been very helpful in doing that. You'll see something about that in the next issue of Missions Magazine, the one that's due to go to press. That one that Mark showed you was put in the mail, I guess, on Thursday, so you should be getting your copy within the next few days. We have an emergency fund, which we've had for some time, and it gets active every once in a while. When you have to bring people home all of a sudden, and you're thankful to have these emergency funds available. We use some in connection with the evacuation from Zaire. We used some just last week to help Jay Cry get home. His father died suddenly, and he had no funds to get home. So we're able to send funds to help him with that. And we are also using him temporarily to get Jeff Spisinger home from Zambia. He was to come home on furlough the end of April, but his father is sinking fast, and the doctor suggested he come right away. So we're able to send some funds out to a travel agency in Sioux City that got him a compassionate rate and bought the tickets and are transferring to him in Lusaka. And we sponsor conferences, as you know, conferences like this. And in June, we have a conference for missionaries at Greenwood Hills, where the missionaries get together and discuss things and get what help they can. And we have a Bible study for young men the week that follows that. Very thankful that Frank Haggerty is coming back to guide and lead that. There are several young men here who attend that, and we're happy for what's going on with that. And then we are starting this new MOP program, but it's really the old Richard Hill School in Brooklyn in the new form. And that was such a valuable school in sending so many missionaries out to the mission field. Much more we could tell you about CMML. We are trying to be servants. We want to help, and you help us, and we'll try to help the missionaries to the best of our ability. And we thank you all for all the help and the comfort you give to us. Thank you.